this week, of course, we read Parshas Emor. I think for the last, I don't know how many years, quite a number of years, we've chosen to focus on the Shabbos of Parshas Emor, the Thursday night shiur, on a subject relating to the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Because, of course, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer appears in Parshas Emor.
I saw a statement that's the only mitzvah.
Yeah.
The learning and the mitzvah, of course.
At the same time, I was about to say that, as you know, we obviously read Parshas Emor always during the period of Sfiras HaTake. Interesting. Other than on Yom Tov, you know, but
every parsha that meant yeah. Shabbos gets right on Shabbos.
Okay. Anyway, we get the idea. But Parshas Emor has Perek Chof Gimel Vayikra was known as the Parshas Hamoados. Right, all of the Yom Tovim are mentioned, and in the context of that, we find the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. So we've always spoken about Sfiras HaOmer. So we'll maintain that tradition this evening, and I want to discuss what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh. In the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, is it still a mitzvah d'oraisa? Is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan for some reason? That's what I'd like to look at. So, so the point of departure, of course, is the psukim that appear in Parshas Emor, Perkav Gimel Pasuk Tes Rav, and followed by Pasuk Tes Zayin, Usartem Lachem, Mimochras HaShabbos, Miyom HaViyachem HaOmer HaTnufa Sheva Shabbos HaTmirot Tiyana. You have to count 7 full weeks, starting Mochras or Shabbos. We know that Shabbos here doesn't mean Shabbos in the sense of Saturday, but Shabbos means Yontif, the first day of Pesach. So the day after the first day of Pesach, that is to say the second day of Pesach, the beginning of the second day of Pesach that evening, first day of Chol HaMoed, again, assuming in Eretz Yisrael, there's no 2 days of Yontif, right? So you're supposed to begin counting, thank you. So you're supposed to begin counting from the day when you bring the Omer HaTufa, the wave offering of an Omer. We'll discuss that shortly. And you have to count 7 full weeks, and the next Pasuk Pezayin says, Abim Mochas HaShabbos HaShviz, until the end of the 7th week. Tisbu Chamishim, you only count up until the 50th day. Then you bring a different korban, that's on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But that's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, as it appears, two psukim, about Sfiras HaOmer in Parshas Emor. Then there's one other place in the Chumash where the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is mentioned directly, and that's in Parshas Re'eh, Dorim Perek Pezayin, Pasuk Tes. There it says, Shiva Shavuos, Tisporoch, Mehochel, Chermesh, Bakoma, Tochel, Ispor, Shiva Shavuos, again to count 7 weeks. From the time you first begin cutting the crops of the new harvest, you begin to count, and you count the 7 weeks. That's it, it's a Sfiras HaOmer. The reference to the Hochel, Chermesh, Bakoma, when you begin to cut the standing crops, and the Omer HaTumfa is a reference to the korban that is brought on the second day of Pesach, known as the korban HaOmer, the korban Omer. There's nothing holy about the word Omer. In fact, it might be disappointing for some people to learn that an omer just is a measurement. An omer is an amount. Ounces, pounds, whatever the equivalent is in today's weights and measurements. But an omer is just an amount, because you had to take an omer's worth of barley and offer that as the korban on the second day of Pesach, and that's the korban ha-omer. Got nicknamed the korban omer because that's how much barley. It's a grain offering. And accompanying it, various other things. But the essence is the grain, the barley offering, has to be from the new barley crop that has just sprouted. Pesach, of course, in the springtime, so the new harvest is there. And so you take from the new barley and you offer that on the second day of Pesach. It's called the korban omer. How much is an omer? It's elsewhere in the Torah by the one that says, omer asir sa'efahu. The omer is one-tenth of an eifah. So how much an eifah is, you know, an omer is one-tenth. Whatever it is, it's an amount. And it's known as the korban omer. So it says on the day, when do you bring this korban omer? So that was in the previous Tzukim. Earlier in our parsha, it says that when you were on the second day of Pesach, Mochas HaShabbos, that's when you bring this korban, known as the korban omer, and that's when you start counting Sfiras HaOmer. So the question is the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, Bizman HaZeh, is the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, is it d'oraisa or is it the Rabbanon? Why should it not be d'oraisa? You look in the pasuk, we just read the pasuk, it says you begin counting Sfiras HaOmer from the day you bring the korban omer, you count 7 weeks, so the chorish is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Sartem Lochem, right? Everybody has to count the Sfiras. And why should it not be a d'oraisa? And indeed, that is the position of the Rambam. The Rambam writes Mefurish in Perek Zayin, the third source, Perek Zayin, Melachos Tzvidim, Musav, Melachos Chof Beis. The Rambam writes openly, Mitzvah Saseh, Lispor, Shiva, Sheva, Shabbos, Tzvimos. The Mitzvah Saseh to count 7 full weeks from the day when you bring the Korban Omer. He quotes the Pasuk, and I said to the Rambam, said, it's certainly Mitzvah Saseh, and then 2 halachas later, in the next source, Halacha Chof Dal, and Mitzvah Zu, Al Kol Ish Misro, V'chol Mokum, V'chol Zman. This mitzvah applies to everybody at all times, all men, every time. We're not talking about now with women in Sfiras HaOmer, another discussion. But the Rambam says that it applies in all generations. That's it. It's a mitzvah midrash. It's one of the Taryag. And that's the position of the Rambam. It would seem to me that it's also the position of Sefer HaChinuch, although Chinuch has a twist, but Mitzvah Shinvav, Chinuch writes, Mitzvah Sviris Omer, Lispor Tishav Arboim Yom Yom Havos Omer. You begin counting 49 days from the day you bring that carbon, Shu Yom Shishos Ob Nisan, which is the 16th of Nisan, because Pesach, of course, the first day of Pesach is 15th of Nisan, so Mochar Sa Shabbat, the next day is obviously the 16th of Nisan. So you begin counting on the 16th of Nisan, he quotes our pasuk, the Aminyan is a Chovah, this is obligatory, but Alein Alim knows Bo HaYom Yom Yom Yom, you have to count each day how many days it is, V'chein HaShavuos, and also the weeks, Sh'akos Lomar Tishvu Chamishim Yom, V'amar Gam Kein Shiva Shavuot Hispalach, or Perish Amar Abai B'Gmar Menachos, will come to it later, Mitzalim in the Yom and Mitzalim in the Shavu, you have to mention both the days and the weeks. Some say you don't have to mention each day how many, this is the 33rd day, which is 4 weeks and 5 days. No, you only have to mention the weeks at the end of the week. This was the first week, this is the second week, this is the third. That's the only time you have to mention the weeks. And to mention the days every day, there's some who say like that. That's the Yeshman Amafarshim. And Avalahaski B'chol Yom V'lomar Shein Kach V'Kach Yom V'Kach V'Shul Ein Tzorech. And the that's the widespread practice everywhere I've ever heard. So the Sefer Chinuch, and will I call that you mentioned both the days and the weeks. Then he says at the end, he writes, you know, Heges mitzvah says only the raisa b'chol makom, the mitzvah is midor raisa. And now he has a twist, but many assume he means it's always Doraisa. Even though he says, according to this printing, "Midarbanan b'chol makom afilo hayom she'ein omer karba manos." Afilo hayom, even today, she'ein omer karba manos. Where there's no carbon omer, still he goes over al zev lo sofer yom ilu b'zman abayis bitel asay. You violate the mitzvah asay. So the Chinuch hints at the fact that it may be the Darbanan. Many assume that he holds this Doraisa, like the Rambam. Similarly, the Shibbol HaLeket. In Simon Ray Shalamid Dalid, he mentions the following. We have a practice, we'll mention that now. We have a practice that after you count the Sira, you say a little tefillah, right? We say, Yiratzon, Harachon Yachzilana, Yiratzon Harachon Yachzilana, Vodos Beis Hamikdash Mekomon. So that's our practice. And, Achakach Omer, Yiratzon Nechashon Kevasen, Shetoshiva Vodos Beis Hamikdash Mekomon Hebemenu, Yesh Temehin. Some wonder, says Shibbol HaLeket. What's that got to do? It's a very beautiful little tefillah, but So what's this business of saying? It's a very nice tefillah, but we don't say it after we put on tefillin. We don't say it after we blow shofar. I mean, it's an appropriate tefillah for any time. I mean, it's a nice little tefillah, but what is the dafkin association with Sirius Omer? And he writes in the Furish, he says, "Hello, Sirius Omer ain't taller than Binyan Habayis." So the mitzvah says always nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. But oh, the chavos haguf, it's a personal obligation with noagas b'chol ha-mosros. Okay? So he says, chavos ha-achir ben yamin, he quotes, which we'll look at often, quotes his brothers, afo pi she'en asur tzvul ben abayis, harayak tzira v'havor tzvul ben abayis. True, the mitzvah says omer per se doesn't have anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash, but the mitzvah says omer is connected to the cutting of the omer and the offering of that karmon omer. That, of course, is only b'fnei abayis. And there is other dinim with chadash also, so therefore he says it's worth the mention. But you see from this Shibbol HaLeket that he holds clearly that the mitzvah Sirus Omer per se has absolutely nothing to do with the carbon omer. Therefore, we have every reason to assume that it's a deraisa today. So that's the position of the Rambam clearly, and other Mishonim as well. The Rashba was asked an interesting question. That's in the source, the next source. Chuvas Rashba, Chelek Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Dalet, Od Shalta. Heich onu mevorchin al siras omer. What exactly is the nature of this bracha al siras omer? But he ain't no motziach shav. The omer is not around. There's no omer siras omer. What is it? When you make the bracha, what are you even supposed to be doing? And what are you thinking about? Omer? What omer? There's no korban omer. It's a funny lashon altogether. Why do we call it siras omer? It's a strange formulation. We're counting the omer. What's the omer? It's an omer's a measurement. It's a few ounces, a few pounds, whatever. What is it? There's no, and there's nothing in front of us. He said, nothing, my problem is, he said, Chol Shalom Vrachan Dabu, who Dover Motzikla, Mikra Megillah, Shal Megillah, Biara Kori. When you say the Vrachan Megillah, you're holding a Megillah. You say, Mikra Megillah. Okay? And that's the question. So he writes that the mitzvah of Sfiras, quotes the Pasvartan Lachem, he says, everybody does this mitzvah, whether in the Beis HaMikdash or anywhere else. And he says, you're not focusing on the Omer, like you would on a lulav, tzitzit, tzol, and mikra megillah. El shakova zman hasira miyom havos omer mehechel chemesh bakama. Sfira haomer means counting from the bring of the omer. The achshav, says the Rashbo, about 6 lines down. Afo pisha ein omer ve'ein korban tiknu chachomim mitnei shal mitzuy ma'asas chag v'shuus achat tashmis v'as shiva shuus tiknu ala brocha k'mo v'sham mitzvah d'rabbanan. Rashba clearly writes that tzvias ha'omer is nowadays mid'rabbanan. Right? It's a mid'rabbanan. He says tiknu chachomim. Originally it was a d'raisa and it related to the omer. Now it's a d'rabbanan. Relates perhaps to shuus, whatever the connection he means in is what to say about that. Maybe not for right now. And the fact that it's a brocha, that's okay. Other mitzvahs d'rabbanan also have a brocha. So therefore, like Halal mentioned, so the Rashba is clear in this tshuva that the mitzvah of Sirius Omer is a mitzvah midirabbanan. That position is agreed to as well by the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor appears in the very last daf in the Rif in Psachim, very end of Masechet Psachim, Perak Arvei Psachim. Says the Baal Hamor, it's daf Chof Ches and Aleph in the pages of the Rif, very end of Psachim. The Baal Hamor writes, he raised an interesting question. With Sirius Omer, Yesha Sholin Matam Eino Omer Bozman. How come there's no Shechianu when we start Sira? The first night of Shechianu, the first night of Sira, shouldn't we say Shechianu? We say Shechianu the first night of Pesach, we say it, and when we do the mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar, we take the law of the first day, we say, well, whenever we have a mitzvah, and we haven't done it in a long while, we say Shechianu. So why is there no Zman? And he raises other interesting questions. Why there's no Sekhid Yom, an interesting Balamor. Anyway, one of the things he writes is in the context of this, he says, Uklolo Sholdover, Ein lanu lahachmer b'sfiras omer. We don't have to be so machmer regarding b'sfiras omer. Why? She'enu ela l'zecher be'alma. So it's the zecher. So clearly the Baal Hamor also holds that it was today, b'sfiras omer is a zecher be'alma. In fact, he writes, that's why there's no Shechianu. Because the truth is, we know when we say Shechianu, we say Shechianu on a mitzvah that we're excited and we're happy about. There's a certain amount of simcha. He says, Adarabba. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, Ein bo zecher l'shum hanoi, ela agmas nafshenu l'chorban beis madagenu. We recall the fact there's no beis hamikdash. That's another answer. He doesn't say, but maybe that's why we put the tefillah there. Because we're sorry, we say, oh, Sfiras HaOmer, and we realize, hey, wait a minute, there was no Omer this year. Right? It's like, it's in you, slaps us in the face. Hayom, whatever it is, like Momer, Shoshim, Omer, you know. Lomer, whatever you say, it like jumps out at us that we're unable to perform the mitzvah Sirius Omer the way it was done originally, connecting to the Korban with the very word reminds us of the absence of
Rishon Pesach.
Because you don't have the Korban Pesach. Yeah, okay, good question. But anyway, that's the Baal Hamor. The other answer about the Shechem, but that's the Baal Hamor. I'm interested in this Baal Hamor, again, as a way of stopping the Rif from Shechem. The Baal Hamor here is telling us that the mitzvah Sirius Omer clearly is only the Rabban. It's a Zecher B'almo. Matter of fact, I once saw someone said over before, that's why, you know, we say that Yirotzen, that Yaharachamon right afterwards, because we want to remind ourselves that, look, there's no Beis HaMikdash, Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why a lot of times, I saw this somewhere, that you say the Sirius Omer, of the Chazan or the Rabbi, it's like something in a minor key. You know, I don't know, it's like not a cheerful tune, it's sort of mournful a little bit, a minor tune. Anyway, that's the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor also writes like that it's clearly a deraisa. Clearly the Rabbanim is on a deraisa.
Says the Ran, you don't make a mistake.
Right, says the Ran. Says the Ran, he says, in the same daf, Chof Ches went off on the page of the Rif, he mentioned it some old deraisa, but he writes, the rov meforshim maskimim the sirus omer achshav the lek havav lo korban ela eina ela midrabbanan be'alma zeichel mikdash. Ron writes clearly that's rov of the poskim. Most, his opinion, most of the meforshim hold that bizman hazeh without the korban, without the, it's a mitzvah drabbanan zeichel mikdash. Then he quotes a whole agoda, a whole drosha medrash that the Jewish people counted the sphere already that first year because there was a kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu was told. Spells it out, you know, the burning bush, Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare was told, Tavdun es alukim al ahar hazeh. When you take that Tavdun, extra nun, Tavdun nun, the extra nun is 50. 50 days, bring the people over here, they're going to have a rendezvous with me, Imam Sinai. So the people are so excited, they counted down. That's, but he says, that's just a medrash. Is there vada derech medrash who the kar the milsa zeche le mikdash. It's a zeche le mikdash, it's only the Rabbanan. Ein asur afshur el Rabbanan. So you now have, you know, the Rashba and the Tshuva that we said, and the Baal Hamor, and the Ran claims it's most Mefarshim hold that it's the Rabbanim is Manazed, the Rambam, and it seems the same Chinuch perhaps, and then the Shabbat Aleket, no, this holds the Raisa. Bottom line, Machok is Rishonim as to the nature of the Mitzvah today. The Mishnah Bira writes, this we have in the next source, the Bira Halacha, in Simatov Pei Tes, in source number 8, says, Lispa Omer, he says, Hine Das, a Rambam, the Chinuch Shonogim Minator Gam Ato. He says, the Rambam, the Chinuch holds the Raisa today, But then he quotes others who say the other way, and then he says, but the Rambam Gamkein La Vichidohu, the Rambam is not a minority, Shagam Dasavin Yushaya Kenu, I am Bishival Leket, and then he quotes the Rav Yon, anyway, it's a machlokas, right? So it's a machlokas, we've shown him what the status is of the Deraisa, or it's the Rabbanan. Okay, now, it's actually, what does the machlokas revolve around? So if we pastors, it may revolve around really the opening pasuk, the pasuk and our Sedra. How do we read the pasuk? It would appear that the Balamor and the Ran and the Rashbo and those who hold his up on and read the pasuk, this mitzvah goes into effect at the time that you bring the carbon omer. If there's no carbon omer, there's no mechayev, so to speak. There's nothing to get the ball rolling. There's nothing to put the mitzvah into effect. And therefore, it's like an extension, so to speak, and that's what the word means. You know, the Sfiras HaOmer, Yom So and So Yom Ma Omer, right? Relating back to the carbon omer, if you hold like that. So, in the absence of the carbon omer, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is clearly the, you know, linkage. The Torah points out that the mitzvah begins. So otherwise, why didn't the Torah just say, on the second day of Pesach, begin counting Sfiras, on the 16th of Nisan, begin counting Sfiras omer, links it to the carbon. And in the absence of the carbon, there's no mitzvah. So what is there? Like the Malam HaRaita, Zeichel HaMikdash. They're about an institute to remember what they used to do. Whereas the Rambam and the others would probably learn, the Pasuk is just giving us a marker. It's telling them, they want to know what day it is? The day when they bring the carbon, not that it's connected to the carbon. The Torah is just giving you a signpost, because after all, the previous Tzukim talked about the carbon omer. So on that self-same day when they brought the carbon omer, that's when you begin counting the Sfiras omer. But it doesn't mean that the Sfiras omer is a function of the carbon. The Torah is just giving you a date. The date when you did this, that's when you're supposed to start. So it's really a machlokas, it's very possibly simply how to read the Pesukim. So it's interesting, you know, we find in the parish of the Pesukim, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, here in our study of Parashas Emor, on the words in Mochas HaShabbos, he writes, Pirish Me'achshav, Kodem Shetichnesu La'aretz. The Orach Chaim writes, interesting question, was the mitzvah Sfiras Omer Noeg in the Midbar? Right? Did you count Sfiras Omer? That's a whole general question of which mitzvah applied in the Midbar, which one didn't. But the Orach Chaim here is what to say about it. The Sefer that talks about it. But, you know, the list of a bunch of mitzvahs and discusses whether they applied in the days of the Midbar or not. But regarding Sfiras Omer, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes, Kodem Shetichnesu La'aretz, it applies before you go in. Okay? And then, after, you know, also, Achar B'Yachem La'aretz, but he says, he wants to learn that it applies even in the absence of the, even in the Midbar. And if that's the case, there was no carbon omer in the Midbar, because the carbon omer specifically was brought from the first of your crops. And there, it says in the beginning of the other parasha, Kisavol La'aretz, when you come into land, you plant your crops, and the new harvest grows. It didn't exist in the Midbar.
The idea of
what? Oh, maybe? Okay,
yeah.
Could be Orachaim doesn't link it, but very possible. But the point is Orachaim, but I think you can say from that Orachaim that he holds it's clearly not connected to carbon. Mamela, he would probably agree with the Rambam that in the, now we're on the other side of the coin, where after there was no, that now there's no more carbon, he says it's got nothing to do with the carbon. Alright, they brought in the Midbar when there was no, they count in the Midbar when there was no carbon. They count in the Midbar, they count outside the, after the carbon as well. That's the Orachaim. However, what's interesting is that the Karen Ora in Menachos, on the Sugya of Samach Vav, he says differently. He says that he writes, "Divra Rambam, Mashu Rizvan Azeh Gamkin Chiyav Asur Torahu." I'm not Mashu. He says it openly. But anyway, he says, "Lofizeh Torah Lomar, the Yitzor V'Sfira Lav Dafka." Okay, the Sfira and the Sfira are not connected. Okay, because he says the Sfira Gamkin Lo Nischayvu Ad Biyosam La'aretz. He says that the Sfira was not applicable in the Midbar. The Karen Ora writes against the Arachayim. Okay, they would not apply till they came in. Because the Kichosav Kisavou Akulhu Parsha Takoi. That opening phrase goes on the whole Parsha Kisavou La'aretz, not only in the midst of the offering of the Sfiras Omer and the offering of the Omer, but also the midst of the Sfira. It goes on the whole Parsha. Okay? It came in the midst of Zut Libaris and came in knowledge is not the Chub Tachiv the Divrei Torah. So how does the Rambam therefore say Tachiv Daraisa? Okay? The Chiheche the Sfira like a Sfira and Amileka. Logically, if there's no cutting the Omer, no carbon, there should also be no mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So he says, well, because it relates to another thing, because it ties it into the question of whether the din of chadash, the prohibition to eat the new harvest, that was in effect until you could not eat anything from the new produce of that spring till the second day of Pesach when that carbon was brought. So that's the question: is that Issa Doraisa today? So he talks about the kedusha verse. I hinted something that Reb Chaim says. So therefore, he says that that aspect does apply. So one aspect is still in, even though there's no carbon omer, but the Isser of Chodesh is still there, perhaps even the Raisa, so that's the link to the Sfiras. That's a creative point by the Karen Ora. But what I wanted to mention with this Karen Ora is that he clearly disagrees with the Orach Chaim. because he says the mitzvah seiros chametz did not go into effect until they entered into Eretz Yisrael. So machlokes, how to read the psukim. So it's very possible that the machlokes between the Rambam on one side, let's say, and the Rashbam, the Balamor, the Ran on the other side, maybe how do you read the psukim? Is the mitzvah seiros linked to the carbon or not? Just for the sake of completeness on this topic, there is one other shita, and that is the famous Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yeah. Rabbeinu Yerucham in Nesiv Hei Chelek Dalet, Rabbeinu Yerucham has a kind of a middle position.
That's the only thing that everybody...
Yeah, everyone knows it's Rabbeinu Yerucham. The same as Rabbeinu Yerucham, yeah. So he says, Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, Leil Sheni Shel Pesach, we say the Baruch Sfiras Omer. So he says, what kind of lashon is Sfiras Omer? It's not a good question. We alluded to it before, V'toma, V'temahu, Shalom Loma Al Sfiras Hayomim. Shouldn't the text of the bracha be Al Sfiras Hayomim? Okay? I mean, Ki Sfiras Omer, Ein Shum Dov, what does the words even mean? Like we said before, what does it even mean, the word Sfiras Omer? What does that even mean? He says, V'hayol Omer, Al Sfiras Omer, Al Sfiras Hayomim. And then he says, V'od Loma Ein Vrachim Beis Brachos, Achas Liyam V'achas L'Shavuos. It's been two brachas. There are only two aspects of this mitzvah, counting the days and counting the weeks. So shouldn't there be two brachas, he says? So he says, if you look carefully, the mitzvah of counting the weeks is linked with the carbon. In that pasuk, the first pasuk in our sedra, period, end of pasuk. Counting the weeks is linked to the bringing of the carbon. Same thing in Re'eh. Shiva Shavuos Tispalach, when? Me'achel Chemesh Makom, you cut the crop for the carbon. However, the next pasuk of Tisbu Hamishim Yom is not linked to the carbon. So Mela proposes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, says, Nimsa Desiras Hayomim Hu Minat Torah Filib Izman Azeh. He splits. Counting the days, that's a deraisa even today, because that's got nothing to do with the carbon. Desiras Hashuos Izman Deika Omer. And he goes, Hayom Avarchin Zel Zeb is much raised on Shchaim, with time to raise something to make it two brachas. So man, it's Chiddush. Rabbi Yerucham has this middle position. But be that as it may, you know, we'll just focus on the other shittas, whether it's Daraisa or it's Darabana. Now, it could be that this Machlokas is actually Machlokas, it's in the Gemara itself. The major sugyas of Sfiras Omer found in Maseches Menachos, because the Karban Omer was a mincha offering. Mincha means a grain, a flour offering, so the Karban Omer was barley, right? So it was a mincha offering. So it's discussed, the din of the carbon omer discussed in Maseches Menachos. In the middle of Maseches Menachos, Daf Samech Samechav, is where the whole sugya, all this stuff about Sfiras Omer is in that sugya in Menachos. So the people don't learn Menachos, but they learn these blots. Also talks about Tzitzis Menachos and so on, right? But the famous Gemara. So at the end of the whole sugya, it says as follows: Gufa Amar Abaye, it's the source number 9 on the sheet. Mitzvah l'mimne yome u mitzvah l'mimne shvuim. The mitzvah is to count the days and also to count the weeks. Rabbanan de Beravashi, manu yome, manu shvuim. Indeed, the Rabbanan de Beravashi followed that practice. They counted the days and the weeks. Comes along a meimar manu yome velo manu shvuim. He counted the days but not the weeks. Why? Omar zeichel mikdashu. It's only a zeichel mikdash. He wasn't so medakdek. He wasn't so machmir. Counted one is good enough. So there are those who want to learn that machlokas is exactly our machlokas between the Rishonim. Perhaps that's the machlokas. According to Abaye and the Ravanam Deravashi, one could say you got to count the right way, days and weeks, because it's still a mitzvah deraisa today. Hey, they don't say it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. Yeah, Amemar says it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. So maybe that goof is the machlokas. Amemar holds it's only the Rabbanon, a Zeichel HaMikdash. So he says you don't have to be so precise in accounting. Counting the days is good enough. And the Abaye and the Rabbanon de Beravashi will hold no. So it could well be that the Machlokas of Rishonim is simply a Machlokas Amoroyim in the Gemara. And in other words, it's basically a Machlokas Harapaskin. You're Paskin like Abaye and the Rabbanon de Beravashi, who says you got to count days and weeks, that's the mitzvah. Or you're Paskin like Abaye, who says it's only a Zeichel, it's only the Rabbanon. So it's definitely possible to learn the Sugya that way. However, those who analyze this want to suggest that maybe if you hold this Doraisa, you can work out both shittas to agree with you. If you hold this Darbana, you can work out both shittas. And neither side wants to say that their opinion is against the Amoraim. Each side would like would prefer to say that their opinion is agreed to fully in the Gemara. So how do you deal with this? So there's a famous comment from Reb Chaim Visk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, which is written up a little bit in the Chiddush HaGrach, and as we'll see in a second, the Velva writes it up, and the Chaska Abramsky writes it up, and Rosh Hashanah.
Do you have the Mitzmina Harav here? You know, get the
book. Yes.
So it's, you know, it's a famous piece of the Rav, all from Reb Chaim, all, they're all saying more or less the same thing.
This is Reb Chaim, this is the Chiddush HaGrach al-Hashash, what they call the stencil. I always like to say that there's an English word that has been preserved only in yeshivas. anyone was my age, old, will remember in elementary school they had the stencils, running off, everything was on a stencil. The word isn't even used today. I think it's the only place it's still used when it talks about the
I don't
brisket.
Even think that it's an English word.
I don't know what it is, but I don't even exist.
Fire.
I don't even exist anywhere except in the brisket. They preserve the word that no longer has a value. Anyway, so in
but
the Chiddush HaGraf
that it's illegal.
I know, because the briskets didn't want to write, didn't want to print, so they came up with this trick to print it. Anyway, not my problem. They got it printed. But anyway, so it says in the Chiddush HaGraf on Sirius Omri, quotes the Rambam, and he is the Rav Chaim asks, Hiksa loma posak rabbon on the bear of Ashi, the loka memar, she'eno keklole ha'alochas. It seems that the Rambam, who paskins the Raisa, a memar says the Zekal Mikdash, which implies only the Rabbanon. The other Amoraim says there's the Raisa. So we said before, good, the Rambam holds like the other Amoraim, the Balamo and the Ran hold like the Amemar. But Rav Chaim says, but it's against the usual rules, probably means because Amemar is the last one mentioned. Right? And that's usually Paskin like. So why did he Paskin like him? The Nira suggests to Rav Chaim, Shebe'emes posak Amemar. No, the Rambam Paskins like Amemar. How can it be? Amemar says only Zechel HaMikdash. He Paskins like Amemar Svara. Dari Kedusha Shnia Lo Batla, Velo Batla Kedushas Mikdash. Vim kein din hakrova yesh gam bizman hazeh ulahachi ho d'ava deraisa tohasira belayla rak shetzorach hakrova memer sover the butler and so on. Let me explain what he means. He says that the issue is as follows. I printed on the page the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Vav Halacha Teslav. The Rambam is of the opinion that strictly speaking one can still bring korbanos today. Just so happens on a mizbeach, but the obligation is still in effect today. Some bias, the Rambam writes, and the Kedusha is Kitchel, Shaita, the Kitchel, Osid Lovos. That's a whole big sugya by itself, which we're not going into now, but the Rambam is clearly of the opinion that technically speaking, the Chiyuv to bring Karbonos is still in effect today. It just so happens we can't do it, but the Chiyuv is still there. So Rav Chaim doesn't, in this Kedusha Agrach stencil, they don't spell it out, but in the stencil from the Kedusha Agriz, his son, if it's exam, the Velvel, he spells it out a little more. He says, what do you mean that the mitzvah of Sirius Omer is linked to the carbon Omer? What does that mean? You mean to tell me if they don't bring the carbon? Let's say in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, for some, the Beis HaMikdash was standing. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, let's say one particular year, something happened. And they were unable to bring the carbon omer. Whatever happened, there was a storm, there was this, whatever, some came up. So you mean to tell me, says Reb Chaim, that year the mitzvah Sirius Omer would not be the Raisa? Because after all, you're arguing that it's a function of the carbon. He doesn't understand, doesn't think that's feasible. Okay, the mitzvah Sirius, so what el am I? She says, Al-Karchach Tzarech Lomar, do mishum the cave of the carbon mitzvah batal din al-karvah l'chein batal gavim to Sirius, of pshita, the lo tole b'maisa ha-hakrova b'poal. The mitzvah of Sir is not totally in the maisach krova of the act of bringing the carbon. Ela came in the bottle. Did always them about the mitzvah Sir, but ain't no totally maisin yikriva omerim lo. Well, the fize, basically his point is the following. He says it's totally in the chiyuv. Is there a chiyuv to bring the carbon omer? Yes, then you have to count Sir's omer. Doesn't matter whether you brought or not. Memela says of Chaim. So today there is a chiyuv to bring the carbon omer. We can't do it, but the chiyuv is still there. And again, the Rebbe says it. I'll read it from the it's a chiv to me. This happens. We can't fulfill it because there's no mizbeah. But the mitzvah Sirius Omer, assuming this linkage between Sirius Omer, Reb Chaim has a chav. I'll read what the Cheska Abramsky has in his Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta and Kiddush and Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. He says in the Kiddush, Yesh Omer Shemachokas Aposki Mitzvah Omer Zman Azeh Derayis Omer Debonon Mishum Zeich Lemitzvah Baalma Tali Behachi. Rambam lefshitaso shesover chodesh bizman is also minatora. That's like that Karen Ora, right, that we read before. That chodesh is still minatora, and you can still bring karbanas, the invention from the Rambam Hilchos Beis Mechir, on the sheet. So therefore he says, kedushas hamikdash bizman hazeh, kemosha bizman ha-beis hamikdash ha-yakayim. The kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is the same today as it was when the Beis Hamikdash was standing there. Right, the kedush shaito kitchol shalobo. Kedushas mikdash never terminates. So he says, "Memela, hare din mitzvah asiris haomer b'zman hazeh kemo b'zman habayis. The mitzvah asiris haomer doesn't change. Now, b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim im mipnei ezo siba lo hikrivu ozes haomer. If for some reason in the days of the Beis Hamikdash they couldn't bring the omer, atu lo hava asiris haomer natara. You're going to say it was that year wouldn't have been a device of nonsense. L'chein hashtanami havasiris ol min haTorah. But says Reb Chaim, Ameimar, that was Ameimar Sora. Ameimar happens to pass when he proves from elsewhere. Ameimar happens to hold, that the double points out, that Kedusha is Lokech or Asilomov. So that's why Ameimar Taka L'shitoso holds what? Ameimar L'shitoso holds only Drabonim. But we don't paskin like Ameimar in that argument. So Rav Chaim's chap is, I'll read it because Rav Shechter really writes it out clearly, okay? He says, basically it's a chova. It's not that you have to bring it to chova, Mamela. I'll read the thing. He says, HaRambam, Sheposak, Paragvavi, Vesa Bechira, Dekdush, Tamikdash, Kitsha, Asi, Lovo, Shapir, Kosov, Yechosmina, Sofen, Shesfiris, Omer, Afiz, Manazeh, Shapir, Avad, Rai, this is the same from the Tzina, Harav, and the Kuntris, Binyan, Shesfiris, Omer, and Osalat. Ulashar, Rishonim, Kanira, Sri Leshik, Dush, Tamikdash, Lo, Kitsha, Asi, Lovo. And therefore, Shapir, Avad, Rishonim, Sfila, Dehus, Omer, Manazeh, Akhtar, Rabbonim. So says Reb Chaim, that's the machlokas I'm arroying over there. The machlokas is not, is Sfira linked to the Karban Omer? It is linked to the Karban Omer. It's not linked to the act of sacrifice in the Karban Omer. It's linked to the Chiyuv.
Yes.
According to the Rambam, the Kedusha.
I guess it's not for granted. Like, you know, impossible that it will be associated with the act.
Yeah, well, why do you say that? It's up to the question. Okay, but that's what you hold. But anyway, so Lamaisa, Reb Chaim solves this way. He says, really, the Reb Chaim paskins like Ameimar. Not all the way, because he doesn't accept Ameimar's position about the lack of, that the Kedusha expired. But he agrees with his svar that it's linked up to the carbon. So it could be that, again, that machlok is Amorim. No, the Rambam can, you know, everyone can hold that it's, so to speak, it's a deraisa. Ameimar, if he would hold that Kitzel Asid Lovo, he'd also hold his deraisa. His position is Zech Lemikta is only a function of his shita elsewhere. But in principle, he would agree. So what we're suggesting here is that according to the Rambam, the machlokas, it's not a machlokas hamaroyim. Everyone agrees that the only machlokas is because of the shita elsewhere. By the same token, there are others who say, and this is the Shabur, the Shar Tzion points this out, in Siftes, the Bihar Gron, let me read from the Shulchan Aruch, the one synonym, the whole Shulchan Aruch, Shir's Oma, all this literature, Shir's Oma is a very rich area. A lot of literature, a lot of, it touches on a lot of, Lumbisha topics, Shir's Oma. It's one of these topics, and it touches on many, we'll see, but this is Kavona, and here are Kedibu, and Ksiva, there all these, a lot of these shots, Sugyas, cannot come up in Shir's Oma. There's only one sin in the whole Shulchan Aruch, sin in Tof Pei Tes. So there, in Orachayim, so there, the Bir HaGro, on the Sif Dalid, let's find it here, the Bir HaGrua, and Sif Dalid writes, he says, many hold this derai. So the Afal Gav Dam Meimar Silas Rabbanon, Rabbanon the Rashi Rav is probably the Kabaye, Shu derai. So while a Tosu Sile de lo Pligele, Ela Afsi de Rabbanon, Mikomokum called the Tikkun Rabbanon, King the Raisa Tikkun. Tosus will hold, Tosus and the other, Shon the Balamor and the Ran, all the others that we said is the Rabbanon, they're also going to hold that it's not a machlokas in the Gemara. What's the machlokas in the Gemara? It's a funny thing. Look back at the words. You have the source there in the Gemara Menachos, very bottom of the first side, source 9. Isn't Ameimar saying something very strange? He says, Ameimar money yom velo money shua amar zecher lemikdashu. So what if it's a zecher lemikdashu? What does that mean? He only mentioned the days, not the week, because it's only a zecher lemikdashu. What does that mean? So what's the machlokas? Says the Bir HaGro and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the same thing in Sif Beis that the Shar Tzion alludes to. Abaye and the Rabbanon the Beravashi also agree it's only Drabbanon. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is what is the takana Drabbanon? Again, I want to track what I'm saying. What I said before is, as a quick summary, right? I said before it's a machlokas we've shown him whether Sirus Om is the Raisa Drabbanon. And we wanted to suggest, or the pastor is, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. Those who hold, you have to count Abaye and Rabbanon the Beravashi says you count the days and week, hold it's the Raisa. And Ameimar, who says, open the Zechlek, is holds on the Abonis. It's a Machokas Rishonim. Maybe it's a Machokas in the Gemara. And then they just argue who the Paskin like. But what we said before is, Abchaim's Lomdus says that, no, that's not the Machokas. Everybody agrees it's the Raisa. The only question is, Ameimar will happen to say Zechlek because it's a different thing. There's no Kedusha anymore. There's a side point. Now we're saying the Tosus and the Ram and the Balamor and the other Rishonim say it's Abonin, turn the tables the other way. Say, no, everybody agrees it's only the Abonin. Everyone agrees with me, right? Each guy wants to say everyone agrees with me, right? No one wants to be against the Amorim. So each side is going to say, no, everybody agrees with me, it's the Rabbanon. What's the Machlokas in the Gemara? The Machlokas is, what was the Takana of the Rabbanon? Abaye and Rabbanu de Rashi says the takana of the Rabbanu was what? To do exactly what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. They counted days and weeks then. We should count days and weeks now. You know what it's like? It's like the lulav kol shiva. We take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot because that's what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. We don't say, well, you know what? Since it's only Zeichel Hamikdash, we don't leave out the Esrog. We do what they did over there.
And the Biur HaKadosh did one step further.
Yeah.
And it says that's why we should be makrid on Tmimut also.
To be exactly like the Rashi.
Not like Tosfot.
Yeah, right. We're going to
Tosfot says the Rabbanan doesn't have to be in Tmimut.
Right, we'll get to that.
But it says that if you carry it, call it Takund and the Rashi,
and
Tmimut also.
So that's what... So what does Amemar mean when he said it's not only a Zechel, it's only a Zechel and Mikdash? So the Rav here had actually, the Rebel will talk about it in the same sentence in the earlier source. He says this, he saw, and the Rav says it also, Shef the Prince in there, in Tzini Arav, and same Kuntzis and Swiss Omen Os Beis. He says, you know what Amemar meant? He says, Take, there's two different ways of a Zechel and Mikdash. Sometimes the Zechel HaMikdash is to do exactly what they used to do then. That's the Zechel HaMikdash, right? And that's what he says. Zehu tak, he said, he didn't spell it out. The Rav said it a little more clearly. He said, Ela bezeh takana, she Zechel HaMikdash, right? And therefore, they only wanted to do it a little bit differently. Like he said in the Tzilus Lulav, he said, after all, some of the psulim don't apply on the rest of the week that apply on the first day. But I'll read, that's how he says. It's a little bit different, but the Rav Shechter spells it out very beautiful. I'll say it outside. I printed some of the sources. How do we know this is such a concept as a Zechel HaMikdash altogether? That's a Gemara. Sukkah, Mem Aleph and Aleph, source 11. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Minola and Davdinon Zechel HaMikdash. How do we know you're supposed to do a Zechel HaMikdash? Where does that come from? Where does that concept come from? You have to do a Zechel HaMikdash. So he says, Amar B'yokhan, Damar Kroh, Kehala Ruchalach, and so on, Tzion he Dorish Eila, Dorish Eila Mikal Deboi Drisha. Nobody laments that nobody is looking into thinking about Tzion and Yerushalayim. So what do we derive from there? Mikal Deboi Drisha, we should remember it. That's the source of Zechel HaMikdash. Good. That's on the Mishnah of taking the Lulav all 7 days. Then there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, the next source, 12. Samachon Day, the very end of Cheskas HaBatim. The Gemara there talks about certain practices that we do. You paint your house, you plaster your house, leave a corner, everyone that's familiar with that minigra, to leave the corner unplastered. Okay? Tama Amal Amma, fine. Aruchista, can I get a person in the door? O Sodom called Sarkhe Sudam Meshire Dovermut. Leave something off your plate. All these Zechel HaMikdash. Where does this come from?
But those are all Minhagim, that's Dover Yofa. It's not a
So the Rav said exactly. The Rav said, but not only that, but notice the source. What's the source? Shenemar imeshkachei Yerushalayim tishkachemini, not to forget Yerushalayim. How come in Sukkah they quoted this pasuk and in Bavaska the other pasuk? So the Rav said, that's how Rashi explains it. There are two different types of Zechel HaMikdash. Sometimes the Zechel HaMikdash is to replicate exactly what they did, and sometimes the Zechel HaMikdash is to focus on the loss, leave something out, right? Notice that there's different. We can't do everything we'd want to do the same way. Two different things. One type of Zechel HaMikdash replicates what they did. The other type of Zechel HaMikdash is Dafka, don't live the same way. Right? That's why it's two different psukim. So the Rav said, that's our Meimar. That's what our Meimar said, yeah, well.
Tosfot Menachot says that. Why don't we say Zechel HaMikdash in Ulam?
Right. Because it's a different type of
Zechel HaMikdash. Right. There you do exactly what it means.
Exactly. So that's what our Meimar says. That's why our Meimar, it's not Stam, our Meimar says, well, it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, so we don't have to count the weeks. No. Dafka. We want to do it in a different way than they did in the Beis HaMikdash. We want to stress that something's missing. It's the other type of Zechel HaMikdash. Memela, we could say now that that's exactly the Machlokas. Everybody agrees that it's a Zechel HaMikdash. The Machlokas Samorim is what type of Zechel HaMikdash? Abaye and Rabbanan and Rav Ashi say, it's a Zechel HaMikdash to do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Count the same way. And Memela says, no, it's the other type of Zechel HaMikdash, where we dafke want to do it differently. So that's the Machlokas.
But you can't push it into the Rambam.
No, the Rambam holds the Rambam. No, all I'm saying is, just like the Rambam says that everyone agrees with him and it's fundamentally the Rice, it's just Amemar because of the Shitam Kitchel, also Lava. So these are Rishonim that everyone holds on. This won't be in the Rambam. No, for sure not. This is the other Rishonim.
So which Pasuk you would say is the real Doraita? Doresh and Lava?
Well, that's what it looks like.
Doresh
and Lava, I think. Because that's on the mission of Lula called Shiva and so on. I think that's what the Rambam said. So this is how Shechter writes it up in Arab. So it's a beautiful explanation, because otherwise, what does the Meimar mean? You shouldn't count the day weeks because it's a Zechel HaMikdash. What's it got to do? The answer is, because no, Dafka leaves something out, like leaving the house unplaced or leaving the food. Dafka striking that we can't do it the same way. Okay.
And now you understand the Bala Maho,
yeah,
even better.
Davan Oshino, yeah.
Because the question will not be on Pesach.
Right, because Pesach.
Because we don't leave Pesach out as an avelut.
Right,
we have
choice.
No choice.
Right, very good.
But here we leave it out as an avelut.
So now that's there's no shechem. Good, very good. Now there's only one question left. Having said all of this, and now we said it's a machlokas rishonim. We said it's really a machlokas how to read the psukim, and perhaps a machlokas whether they did the mitzvah in the midbar or not, and they're archaim against the Keren Orah. And then we suggested that within it may be a machlokas amoraim, but then we showed how each side could say that all the amoraim agree with that. There's only one question left, and that is very nice the pilpul of the shir, you know, the rice of the rabbanon. Who cares? I mean, does it really matter? I mean, we're observing Jews, so we keep the rabbanon also. So does it really make a difference? And what is there practical nafkamina? Is there any halachic difference whether it's the rice of the rabbanon or is it just basically a bookkeeping question? Is it, you know, someone wants to print a list of all the rices that apply today? So according to one view, sirs won't be on the list, and according to other view, sirs won't be in the book of the rabbanon. Is that all it is? It's just a bookkeeping question. So that's always a question. What's the nafkamina? Whether something's the rice of the rabbanon? So the most obvious nafkamina always is suffix. Right, that's always whenever you have a suffix. Seika the raisa, the chumra. Seika the bonum, the kula. So if you have a suffix relating to the serious homer, now it'll make a big difference whether it's a mitzvah the raisa or a mitzvah the bonum. Indeed, that's the Tosus in the Nachas in source number 13. Tosus says, Yitzhak alluded to before, Zeicha le miktoshu, nirid the besuffix, chashecha yochol levorech, the ain tzarech lahamtin ad sheyevad alayla kevin to seika the bonum. When can you count serious homer? Nogea in many shuls. This shul, many shuls, have mincha meiris. Right, mincha is 10 minutes to say before the shkia. Right, then they have the shkia, then the rabbi, somebody talks 2-3 minutes, and then they daven meiris right away. But it's still not dark out, especially not this time of year. Right, you have that twilight period we call Sufik yom Sufik laila. Right, bein hashmoshes. It's still not dark for another 15 minutes maybe. Can you count sphere right at meiris? That's the question, because after all, it's not nightfall yet. Let's end Shabbos. We wouldn't end Shabbos at that point. Forgetting about Tosefta Shabbos, we would wait and see. That's the old question. In other words, is the end of the day a shkia? Is the end of the day when it gets dark out? That's what we pointed out in the past. The Rav said that this is a suffix which was generated in Sheshes Mei Bereishis. Because if you look in the Chumash and Parshas Bereishis, on the first day of creation it says, Vayikra Elokim Laor Yom. What is Yom? Defined by the presence of Or. So as long as it's light out, I don't care if the sun is set. And of course, depending on where you are near the equator and depending on the season, Torah can be quite a while. It's in the summertime, you know, it could be, I don't know, how around here, even 20, 25 minutes, no, before it gets dark. As you saw, it's very fast. As you saw, those have been there, it's like it's the sunset, bingo, it's dark in 2 minutes, no. But around here, you know, we're further north or whatever, this time here, it could be a longer period of time. So you have that, the Sufek Chashecha time. So, why? Because the Torah says, Vayikol Okim Or Yom. Or defines day. Whereas that's on the first day of creation. The fourth day of creation, because Baruch Hu created the luminaries, the sun and the moon, so it says, Es ha-mor ha-gadol v'mshalos bayom. There, the Rav said, Pashup Shat, the day is defined by the mor ha-gadol, by the sun. So after the sun is set, it's not day anymore. So he said, the suffix goes back to Sheshes Mei Bereishis. Torah itself, quote-unquote, is in the suffix. So we know, let's say Shabbos, we're machmer on both ends, right? We start Shabbos by Shkia. We don't. I'm not talking about 72 minutes now on that issue, which is the Shkia. But whatever the Shkia is, we start Shabbos at Shkia, and we don't end Shabbos till Sefer Kohavim, right? Because we're not taking any chances when it comes to Shabbos. So what's the din by Sira? So Lechora, the Tosa says, you can count Sira in Sufik HaShecha. Why? Because of the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon every. Shake the Rabbanon the Kula. And that's, I think, many shuls will not hear. They probably do. No, I mean,
yeah.
They're most shuls. They daven Meir, but it's still not.
I'm more surprised because I'm makpid to say it before Aleinu.
Uh-huh.
I was always thinking, you're already doing it, Misafet.
Yeah, wait a
minute. Give it another minute.
But anyway, they're relying on his Tosus. That's what Tosus says. Zeich lemiktos near the Misafet Chashecha, Yochel of Orpain, Tzarek lehamtin ad sheyevad alayla. You have to wait until it's definitely nightfall. Why? Kevin Sheik Tabonim. But if you hold like the Rambam, as the Raisa, you'll be able to rely on that cool. In fact, the Rambam doesn't seem to. The Rambam in the next verse writes, and back in Hilchos Yunus Offenberg Zion, the Rambam writes, he says, the mitzvah is, Umitchilas hayom monim lefichach, Mona Balila. You count at the beginning of the day at Lila. He says Lila. Pashas, he means, what's Vadai Lila? Milel, Shisosh, Shisabarisan. He won't go for that Kula of the Tosas. Because the Ramah, she Tosa holds the Raisa. The Raisa, you gotta wait till it's Vadai Lila. So there's a major Nafkamina. It's no Gehalach Lamaisa. How do we pass
that? Ravun coin with Shitosa, that there is no Tosefa Shabbos. So, in words, if you hold this a Tosefa Shabbos.
Well, that wouldn't help during a week, would it?
Well, it does because you hold you can be marich a yom.
Yeah, but that's
you
only a day.
Yourself.
I would say it's only a day when it's kedusha. I don't know if you can do that on another day. You might be able to extend kedusha, but on Wednesday night you couldn't do that. I don't think. I hear what you're saying. What he's saying is that if you hold the din of Tosefta,
we don't apply it because that's why we learn so late on Shavuot.
Right, Taka with a Siri, Taka. No, that's a further question.
No, but that's Tmimus.
The Achron I'm talking about is that Tmimus every day was only the last day for the unit. I hear what you're saying. It's creative, but I don't know if you can do that. It's interesting. You know what comes up? I'm the only thing out loud. I have to give it some thought. The Vilna Gaon held that on Purim, you have to bench before the end of the day. We don't usually do that. We usually have to start the Suda, and it goes on to whenever. It's eventually, it's what I'm saying, Alanisim. You say Alanisim, it can be an hour and a half later. Many of us do that. No, the Purim Suda extends. And so they're only going, you can't do that, because you can do it on Shabbos, the Chassidim, because Shabbos is Kedusha, you can extend the Purim is not Kedusha Yom. I have to think about it. It's an interesting point. But anyway, that's the Rambam here. He wouldn't rely on this Kul of Tosus. And that's a practical nachminah with the Raisa Rabbanan. Who do we paskin like? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says in the Siman Tov Pei Tesiv Beis at the end, he says, "V'amedaktikim einam sofer matzeis hakochavim." Those who want to be precise, wait till it gets dark. V'chein roi lasos. That's the proper thing to do. And Tosus, you print the Mishaburg on the bottom, but look at the right bottom, 21, and the Mishaburg in your dollar, says, really, you shouldn't be able to make it, but the proper thing is to wait. We'll come back to that Mishaburg. But that's what the Mechaber says. So it sounds like the Mechaber or paskins like whom? Like the Rambam, like those who say it's the Raisa, you better wait till Zvadai Lila, the Chaim Roy Lassos. Okay. But now we have another Nafkim.
No, so that's not the Bu'al Lacha says not necessarily.
Right, so that's what we have in 2 seconds. But the Pashas, without the Bu'al Lacha, the Shulchan Aruch seems to accept the Rambam, wait till it gets dark. But there's another Nafkamina. We know, and that's in Source 16 of Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Samach, Sivdala, we know that there's a famous Machokas where the mitzvah is Tzvichas Kavana or not. Right? Yeshomer Mshain Mitzvahro, Yeshomer Tzvichas, let's say Tosa, Basias Osa Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains, not going to be the Tzvichas Kavana, what do you mean by Tzvichas Kavana here? We're not talking about Kavana, that you have to have in mind what the mitzvah represents. You have to have in mind the minimum Kavana is to have in mind that you're performing a mitzvah right now. We're not talking about the kavana, the lave, and having, what you know, what you're saying, understand every word. That's for sure good. But that's not what we're talking about, mitzvah tzvichas kavana. The question is, when the machlok is mitzvah tzvichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzvichas kavana, the question is, do I have to be aware that I'm performing a mitzvah right now? Now, obviously, it's always better. There's no doubt about it. But the question is, let's say a person didn't have kavana, are you yotzei or not? So the Mogen Avraham and all the other posts can say that we split and we say that when it's a d'oraisa we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You have to be aware that you're doing the mitzvah. On the rabbanon we could say mitzvah ain tzrichas kavana. So there we'll have another nafkamina, perhaps by Sfiras Omer. Can you be yotzi Sfiras Omer without realizing you're counting? What case might that be? So here the Shulchan Aruch tells you the case in the next source 18. Back to Siman Tov Pei Tes Sivdala, the famous question. Misha shol oso chavero. Your friend asks you, well, what are we counting tonight? So Shulchan Aruch says, don't say, you better say, Yomelo Esmo Hayokach, you tell me last night we counted so and so. Doshim Yomelo Hayom Kachakach, you tell him today, guess what? You were just Yotze. And you won't be able to count with a bracha now. Even though it wasn't your intent, you weren't intending to do the mitzvah serious. Only just answering a friend's question. Right? Never mind, says the Mechaber. Mitzvah ain't Tzvichas Kavana Darabanan. Because you're Yotze, even without having in mind that you're trying to be Yotze the mitzvah. This is not, some people think that, it's some kind of a mystical thing, I'll be Kabbalah, you don't say, you got to say yesterday. Jews don't, somebody say, how many Hanukkah candles we light? Oh, last night we lit four. You don't have to do that by Hanukkah candle. It's a simple din. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. You're going to say, tonight's the 33rd, and then guess what? You were just Yotze the mitzvah.
But even if you did, if you have an opposite, a negative Kavana?
That's a different question. But here you didn't have negative. You just answered the question. So says the Mechaber, you Yotze. Now, if that's the case, it sounds here like the Mechaber is possibly Rosh, that's Darbanon. Because otherwise, if it's Daraisa, Mitzvah Tzvichas Kavana. So why don't you answer your friend? Tell him whatever night it is. Doesn't matter. You're not Yotze. You don't have it in mind. Evidently, the Mechaber here is possibly Darbanon. So if you say it's a stick of steel in the Mechaber. Because in the earlier din, he said, wait till nightfall. That's like the Rambam that it's Daraisa. Here he says, you better be Choshesh for Mitzvah Ain't Tzvichas Kavana on Darbanon. So what is it? So this was alluded to the Bir Halachas, and I think it's in the Ram, really. There's a fundamental issue, and we've been saying all evening, what do you mean when something is, we have that expression, oh, it's only Midrabanan. What does it mean, it's only Midrabanan? Does that mean, and Seikad Rabanan Lakul? Says the Ran, and the Ran, we should know, as I said before, the Ran holds that it's Darbanan. In that same piece in the Ran, the last half in our Ripsach, on the Rip, the Ran says, most Mepharshim hold, the Tzvichas Omer, Zvanah says only Darbanan. And then he quotes Tosas,
So that's why Tosus says Lafichach Amu B'Tosus, the cave and their bottom. He, you can count even in Sufik Hashaykh and Egypt. Better to count than fine. The Ein Zeh Nachon says the Ran. I don't agree with that. I agree with Rabbanon, but the Ein Zeh Nachon sheyachnis atzmo b'sofek lechatchila. What does Sveik Rabbanon Lakula mean? You don't rely on that. You don't go into the game relying on that. Sveik Rabbanon Lakula, something happened.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, but the evidence you know, you don't set yourself up that way to begin with. So says the Ran, I don't agree you should count in the Bein HaShemashah's time. Wait 25 minutes or whatever it is. Wait 15 minutes till it gets dark out.
Yeah, but I think also okay. They agree with that.
The Chatzchila, maybe.
Also, says the predicament that you are in.
Because they're in the shul. Yeah, but he said it might even be better because of Tzimus. He made me look better. I didn't talk about that. But the Ran for sure, and we'll see if the Shitoso. That's what I'm going to finish off with. The Ran is telling us to take a fundamental Yisod here. It's a double word you don't need, right? But a basic concept here. He's telling us that Sveik Rabban Lakula, that's, you have no choice. Something came up. Something happened. Sveik Rabban Lakula. But you don't enter the game that way. So the Ran says, I hold, and that's what I'm suggesting, the Mechaber agrees. The serious home is Rabbanon. Like the Ran says, that's what most Shittas hold. However, that doesn't mean you should not wait until it gets dark. I'm a doctor kid. You want to be a doctor kid, Mrs. Wait till it gets dark. I Sveik Rabban Lakula. That's it to the evidence. But don't, and that's his lesson. Don't be mad. It's a yachnis atzmo b'sofik l'chatchila. Put yourself a chatchila in a sofik. That's silly. So I want to say that that's the Ran l'shitoso.
But the Orach says something else.
Yeah.
The Orach says that even if this is the Rabbanan,
we can't call it a
bank.
Right. That's the real lucky there.
Rule and regulation.
And a chanami. And a chanami. But in the other Mishabura, he says that it's ein nochon l'hachna, the very last source. Ein nochon l'hachna atzmo b'sofik l'chatchila. Right, that's why the medakta can wait. But I just want to say that that's the Ran l'shitoso. There's a famous discussion, we won't read it inside now because it's late, but it's source 19, and you know, you'll remember it maybe until next Pesach, a famous question about the Arba Kosos and Haseba. The Gemara says that two of the four cups, only two of the four cups, must be drunk by Haseba. Either the first two or the second two. There's only one problem. It's not clear which two. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara has svaras both ways. I won't go into it now. It's late. But that's the Gemara. Tzachem kuf chesam and aleph. Itmar mat tzarchas and mora ain't tzarchas. Every yayin itmar shed of nachum and tzarchas and shed of nachum ain't tzarchas. And lo pligi habit tarti kasei kamoi habit tarti kasei basroi. They have svaras where the first two need and the second two don't, or the second two do and the first two don't. Whatever it concludes the Gemara at the end of 19. Hashtad itmar hachi idim idi boas seba. Since it makes sense, since we don't know, so we should do it by all. That's what we do. Ask the Ran. The same Ran, right? Earlier in Pesachim, Dachom, Gimonah, says, wait a minute, Sveik Rabbanon Lakula. Heseba's only a din de Rabbanon, Rabba Kosa's only a din de Rabbanon. So Sveik Rabbanon Lakula. So Ran gives two terutzim. Okay, one terutz is also important terutz. He says, you don't apply Sveik Rabbanon Lakula when that's going to eliminate the mitzvah altogether. You'll say Sveik Rabbanon Lakula, so we know it's saved by any of the cups. You're doing away with the whole mitzvah. So he said, you can't do Sveik Rabbanon Lakula if it's going to destroy the whole mitzvah. But that's his second answer. His first answer is, says Kavon Dilav Nilsa the Trichahi. What's the big deal, do I say? But you gotta tilt 7 inches to your left? No big deal. That's I think the Ram Lashitoso. What is Sekha Davana Lakula? That's if you have no choice, you're stuck and the other. But here, so it's not a big deal to do. Is it such a big problem to do Haseba?
I think that is the hardest part of the Seder.
The truth of the matter is I used to think that before I had an armchair. When I grew up in my father's house, So my father sat the head of the table. We had the armchair. We had one side chair. Until I touched with a pillow and turning, it's unbelievable. Now that you have an arm, it's very good. No? That's not able to do. Right, but anyway, the only trouble is not to spill the wine on the kittle. That's the trick. But anyway, but Lamaisa says the Balamor. It's only, says the Ran. It's not such a big deal. That's the Ran Lashitoso. Shaking the Ran Lakula is not an automatic out. It's but the Eved. If you can avoid it, avoid it. And lastly, the last thing. Same Ran. The Ran Lashitoso again. And Tosu Lashitoso again, possibly. Masechet Megillah, Avchof Alef Med Alef. The Gemara says in the end of Pesachim that we all know this, that the Afikomen has to be finished by midnight, by Chatzos. Okay, we learn now from Pesachim, last half in our Pesachim. What about Hallel? So Tosus in Megillah, Avchof Alef Med Alef, not on the sheets, but the Dir Masal Asuya, Tosus says you have to hurry up, to get the Afikomen done by Chatzos. But Hallel you don't have to worry about. You know why, says Tosus? Hallel is only Drabbanon. The Hallel at the end of the Seder, Drabbanon, it would be so makbet to be done by Chatzos. Comes along the Ran, both in Megillah, Dav Zayin and Alfa and Tezvith, and in Arvei Pesachim, Chof Zayin and Beis, says, no, Hallel also, if you can. you're supposed to try and finish halal. That's how Ramot passed in the Shulchan Aruch. You should finish halal by chatos. It's all the top. I can't say I do it, but you're supposed to try. I mean, I know many, you know, Shecht always says it. Finish the halal by chatos. Okay, it depends what else you do with the Seder. You know, many Gedolim, you know, what Tosa says you don't have to. The Ramot says you try to. That's the same Ram L'Shitoso. With Seker the Rabbanu, you're going to go into the Seder with that attitude? So if you, there's something dragged out, something happened, you have no choice, okay, so you'll say it after Chatzos. But L'Chatchila, that's the Ram. You don't just apply Seker the Rabbanu L'Kula, blanket rule. You only say it when there's no choice. That's what's suggesting is the Sheet of the Ram by Sirius Omer as well, that no, Sirius Omer is only the Rabbanu, only. But only the Rabbanu doesn't mean, therefore, we can take all kinds of liberty. No, wait till it gets dark. And that's the Medaktikim. So, and it looks to me like that's how the Shulchan Aruch passing as well. You hold his Rabbanon, because he says, Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavanah, so you got to be careful how to answer somebody who asks you what's serious. But at the same time, you hold his weight, the Medaktikim is your weight to get dark, because Seker Rabbanon Lekula is not a blanket hector to just, you know, throw out all kinds of leans. It's only a B'diavah, the Chathchila, to try and do it the full way. Okay.